While Egypt is in limbo, its economy is on hold.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Now the global perspective, what's happening in business and economics at the intersection of the U.S. and the rest of the world. To Egypt now, where demonstrators on the streets are reacting to news that President Hosni Mubarak remains in his post, at least for the time being. Details are sketchy, but Mubarak told the nation he's going to transfer some of his power to the vice president there. Now, the uncertainty is continuing to have a profound effect on Egypt's economy. The BBC's Magdi Abdelhadi is with us from Cairo. Good morning.
Good morning.
The Egyptian stock market was supposed to open this weekend. Some businesses had resumed business last week. How are these latest developments factoring into those items?
There are violent confrontations, so I can expect the stock market to maybe postpone opening on Monday. All businesses will be worried. I mean, I noticed that some businesses that were supposed to be open, basically shops on the street, did not open in anticipation possibly of some trouble. So clearly any prospect of protracted crisis will impact negatively on the economy at large and even small businesses.
These additional protests, are they prolonging the uncertainty there?
I would think so. This country relies heavily on tourism. And having come to some kind of a standstill, tourists aren't simply coming to Egypt out of fear of violence, and things might get even worse. And generally, you know, businesses like stability and predictability, and Egypt seems to have neither of these two factors at this stage. So it's hardly surprising that the country is losing so much money and may even lose more if the uncertainty continues and things get even more unstable.
The BBC's Magdi Abdelhadi joining us from Cairo. Magdi, thank you.
You're most welcome.
And the repercussions are extending beyond Egypt's borders. More protesters have gathered in Amman, Jordan, and that's where we find Marketplace's own Elisa Roth joining us on the phone. Hi, Elisa.
Hello.
Sounds like a lot of people there are reacting to this news as well. Explain where you are.
There are a couple of hundred protesters, I'm going to say 200 to 300 protesters, who've come after the big afternoon prayer session. They have come ostensibly in support of the Egyptian people. They were chanting things earlier like, Mubarak, depart, depart. So people are definitely upset. This is also in some measure a protest against Jordan and saying we want reform here as well.
What about businesses in the region, Elisa? What's going on there?
Today is Friday, but it is in the Middle East as if it were Sunday. It's the day of prayer, and businesses are actually shut. But I think what is clear is that the continued uncertainty is making everybody from investors to the people on the street nervous, and that's always bad for business.
Marketplace's Elisa Roth in Amman. Elisa, thanks.
You're welcome.
And indeed, uncertainty in Egypt is keeping markets lower across the globe. Shares around the world are mostly down right now. Goodyear Tire said it lost $177 million in its latest quarter. It's going to close one of its plants in Tennessee. Kraft Foods said it's going to try to remain profitable, but the company's going to have to raise prices to do that after being hammered by the price of wheat, corn, and sugar. Wall Street yesterday, the Dow lost 10 points to close at 12,229.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Ally Bank, offering its Raise Your Rate CD as well as online savings account and money market account. Learn more at allybank.com. By Yellow Book 360, offering a spectrum of marketing tools for small businesses designed to go beyond yellow. More at yellowbook360.com. And by Progressive Insurance, helping people shop for car insurance at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com.
A lot of songs shoot to the top of the charts and then disappear. But some songs keep reappearing. Reporter Caitlin Carroll tells us about one tune that's been around for quite a while and in a new version is lighting up the German pop charts.
Somewhere over the rainbow
has been covered by about 100 different musicians since the song was first released in 1939. But no one has sold as many singles as the Hawaiian musician Israel Kamakavi'iole, or Iz for short.
Even though it is somehow melancholic, It has a very positive message and positive feeling. People can hear it even when they're on the other side of the planet in a car driving to their work.
Wolfgang Boss is the owner of B1 Recordings. He's responsible for bringing Over the Rainbow to thousands of German car radios 17 years after the song's initial release. The singer, Iz, died in 1997, but this past fall, Boss lobbied Iz's small Hawaiian label for an exclusive licensing deal in Germany. After a $100,000 marketing campaign, the song made it to number one on German charts for 12 weeks. He says it sold
altogether more than 750,000 singles
and spawned a kind of fever for the song's signature instrument, the ukulele. Many music stores are starting to sell out, and the main ukulele fan club in Germany has grown to 2,600 members. In the back room of a small restaurant in Berlin, about 20 ukulele aficionados sit around drinking beer and practicing. I sit down next to a guy who goes by the name Uku Klaus.
Israel, the Thunder Over the Rainbow, that starts my interest to play this little instrument.
And interest in the song has spread to France, where it's now number one on the charts. Wolfgang Boss says Japan is next. This version of Over the Rainbow seems to land on a pot of gold every time. In Berlin, I'm Caitlin Carroll for Marketplace.
We've got other versions of Over the Rainbow at our website, marketplace.org. Finally, lawmakers in Illinois are looking for myriad ways to get some revenue into state coffers. One idea, selling ads on license plates. Maybe the car in front of you could sell granola bars or deodorant. The legislator that came up with the idea said the state has to start thinking outside the box, or in this case, inside that big metal rectangle. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles, on Twitter at Radio Chio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
In today's economic climate, there is only one sure bet. The world is changing, and at the speed of light. As technology continues to improve the pace and success of the global marketplace, high-quality information is your most important ally in an increasingly uncertain world. I'm Kai Rizdal. As the day's events unfold, join us for all the latest financial news and analysis from around the globe. Later on Marketplace, from American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.